Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to St. Benedict's. We're so happy that you're here, and if you're visiting us for the first time, we hope you feel at home among us. Today we have a beloved member of the St. Benedict's family as our guest preacher. He is a beloved priest, missionary, chaplain, and someone that we deeply respect and care about, Father John Yanya. The pulpit's yours.
Amen.
Let us say a prayer, please. Dear God, we come before thy presence at this hour as we give thanks to you, as we celebrate your faithfulness, as we celebrate your goodness. And now, Lord, as we share this time together with thy brethren, I pray that God, the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts shall be acceptable before you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to praise God so much this morning for the opportunity of being able to stand before you again. And I thank God because it's been almost a year since I had the opportunity of coming and giving you the state of what Marafiki means and where we are. And we were looking at the calendar with Wendy and Father Albert, and we know that the month, Marafiki month, is in May. But because of the calendars, we were not able to get a day that we could come and launch the Marafiki May. So we agreed that I will do it this weekend. So again, thanks be to God and also to Father Albert and the vestry for their continued support to our ministry and also to other ministries in other parts of the world. So this church has done an amazing job in supporting so many projects and being a church that offers mission opportunities to so many people. And we praise God for that. And a church that is involved in mission, God always blesses the church. I know sometimes people say, we are so outstretched, we are doing so much, but praise be to God because God continues to show up where people are involved in mission. So don't give up. Let us keep going, because this is our time and God has called us for this specific time. So today, as I come here, I come to bring you the state of Rafiki, the state of Marafiki for the last 1 year. We know that President Obama comes and gives us the state of the country, the state of the U.S. Father Albert just gave us the state of St. Benedict's. So today is my chance to give you the state of Marafiki Global AIDS Ministry. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And today I want to share about this miracle of Marafiki. For those that are new, we started Marafiki in 1998 as a vision that God gave me in the 1994. I was a student by then. I was doing my CPE. And as you know, students, we look for part-time jobs. One of my part-time jobs was to take care of a quadriplegic lawyer who had given me and my wife a third floor where he could call me downstairs anytime through a machine when he needed help. And I remember that in 1994, it was November, I think the 24th, that God woke me up and gave me this vision. And as I got this vision, I got a piece of paper and started to write what I felt that God was communicating to me. And that is how the journey of Marafiki started. It's called Marafiki here in the U.S. because when we were started, it was Rafiki. Rafiki means friend. But there was another foundation in San Antonio that's when I wrote to them seeking for funds, they say, hey, you are using our name. And then I said, okay, you guys keep Rafiki here, but we will call ourselves Marafiki. Marafiki means many friends, because it has taken so many friends to be part of the miracle of what God has done. And today, as we reflect on the journey of Marafiki, as I reflect on my journey, I want to invite you all as members of St. Benedict's and guests that are here to reflect on your own journey and think of the ups and downs where you started the journey during your baptism. Some you can reflect when you were born, where you have gone through, and think of what God has done to you. So for us and for me, God gave me a vision. I took a step of faith. It was very scary, but I felt that God has promised that whatever God starts, He is able to begin. Remember Philippians says, Philippians 1 verse 6, that he who began the good work in you will be able to finish it through Jesus Christ. So my friends, we have been called by God, each and everyone with a purpose. And each and everyone is a miracle of God. You are a miracle today. And as you think of yourself, and I think the Manafiki journey, let us reflect each and everyone of what journey that the Lord has walked with you. And also, as you think of the miracle, think of yourself as a testimony. So for us, when people come to Kenya and they witness what God has done, it becomes a testimony of the faithfulness of God. 2013, a group of 20 from St. Benedict's came and they witnessed, and today they testify about the goodness of the Lord. So my friends, if God looks at you today, when God looks at you, do you have a testimony of what you can share, what God has done for you? If Father Albert next Sunday comes and says, I give you 10 minutes to give a testimony of what God has done, do you have a testimony? Do you have a miracle of what God has done for you? As many of you know, 2014 in August, I was diagnosed with a very rare and a progressive form of prostate cancer. And it has taken all that time to go through the treatments. And when I was diagnosed, it was stage 4. For those of you who know the Gleason scale, it was 9 to 10, the worst cancer. And some of the original doctors gave up on me. And because, as you know, there was no need of wasting money with somebody who has serious stage 4 prostate cancer. But I always praise God, because as we were talking with friends, our sisters from St. Benedict's say, John, we have our doctor who comes to St. Benedict's, and we want to introduce you to Dr. Goodison. And when I met Dr. Goodison, she said, Father John, we are going to pray for a miracle. She invited me and my wife and held our hands in her office. And she said, God, I am not the physician. You are the great physician. And we want to believe a miracle for Father John. And the journey started. She recommended, she called the urologist, she called the oncologist, and she called everyone. They said, anything that needs to be done for Father John, I want an aggressive treatment started today. And I was sharing this in the morning o'clock, 8 o'clock. I said, wouldn't you have to like to have a doctor like Goodison who prays with you, a doctor who advocates for you? So she's one of us. Why don't we give thanks to Dr. Goodison? I don't know if she's here today, but she is such a great doctor. And today I thank God, because God used her. And where I am, I have received 27 rounds of radiation. I've received chemo. And right now I'm going through a very aggressive treatment, radioactive radiation. I have to do 6 treatments. And one treatment costs $22,000. And as you can remember, when I was told to do this treatment, my insurance refused to pay for me. We had to stay for 3 months fighting and praying. And you people were praying. And finally, they approved 90% of my medication. And praise God, because the next 10%, the people that manufacture that drug, they said they are going to pay for it. So today, we do not have anything. We don't pay anything. It is paid in full. Praise be to God. So I am here as a miracle today, and I have a testimony of what God can do. And that is why I'm saying that each and everyone, we have time to reflect and look at what God has done. I am remaining with three more treatments, and I feel good. I am full of energy, and I thank God for all of you for your continued prayers. I sweat a lot because of the medication, so I always have plan B. So this is my... See? I don't apologize because it's part of the deal. Amen? So God is good. So as I move on, I want to also to pose another question. Do you have a testimony of how God has used you, or a testimony of what God has done for you? So today is not about Marafiki. It's about each and everyone, because we have a journey. For those of us that have gone through the baptism, the conversion period, the confirmation, those who were confirmed yesterday, you have started a journey of believing and trusting God, a journey that you have to walk by faith till we make to the New Jerusalem, as the lesson was done for us, so that we can continue to witness the goodness and faithfulness of God. We have just celebrated Easter, and one of the greatest miracles of all times is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are here, we just witnessed the greatest miracle. We celebrated the whole week, there was celebration. But the question is, have you witnessed that miracle in your heart? Father Albert has been talking to us about receiving Jesus Christ in our lives. Have you accepted the journey of what Christ did for you? Have you accepted the miracle of the resurrected Christ? That Jesus Christ, he is alive today. And because he lives, what can I do? Because he lives, what can we do? We can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I can face all the challenges through cancer, through Marafiki, because it's a journey. We started with seven children. We now have 75 orphans that we have to feed every month. We have to educate them. And we have to make sure that they have health care. So we have a very nice brochure that Wendy and Father Albert did for us. They made copies. And there it is. You have it with your package. You can witness what God has done from a small ministry now to where we have a school with 240 children. So it continues to grow, because everything is possible with God. And it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter where you come from, the clan of the presidents or the governors. You have been called by God to be an instrument of change. We have been called to be disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you a disciple? Are you a disciple like Peter, who continued to experience miracles, people being baptized, people being filled by the Holy Spirit? So as we think of that, let us celebrate the faithfulness of God. For those that, as I said, want to come and be part of Marafiki, you can sponsor a child. You can help us with so many things. Last year, as I was talking about, every year we come up with a project. Last year, you helped us build a very, very good irrigation system. Remember when I spoke, somebody came and said, John, I want to do this for you. If the church does this for you, we were able to raise $11,000 last year, which we want to thank God so much for that. So this year, again, we want to expand our cow. We have 5 cows. We want to expand that because we are able to sell milk. We are able to give our children milk. So we want to expand that and also come later on, develop a project where we can make our own yogurts and feed for the children. So this year, we are trusting God for $8,000. Looks much, but for me, let me tell you guys, there is no mountain that I cannot climb, because I have seen the faithfulness of God. One of the testimonies last year, the school was growing, and I told my board, let us trust God for a bus. So we started looking, you know, the Kenya team started looking for a used bus. And the bus was too expensive, but I said, guys, why don't we believe God for a brand new bus? So when we were there last year, I went and met the people from the Toyota company. And guess what? I signed up for a brand new bus. when I came back, I told my wife, guess what? Nobody from the board members would risk to sign that. I told my wife, guess what? I've signed for a brand new bus and it's being built. Faith, you guys know her. She looked at me. She thought maybe this guy, my Father Bob, you remember what he said? He might be crazy, but she did not refuse. Said, okay, let's move on. To cut the long story short, we have a new bus that is paid in full. Amen. Paid in full. A family from Ohio said, we have seen what you are doing. They gave us $58,000 to buy a brand new bus. Right now, we are trusting God for a miracle. If you read for a second bus, already there is a plan there, if you read it, where they are, the Rotarians, are fundraising so that they can give us a second brand new bus for our school. So, my friends, everything is possible by faith. So I want you guys to trust with me. I want you guys to walk with me. I want you to journey with us as we go through the process, not only for Marafiki, but also the other ministries that we support here. So those children whose parents have died of AIDS have now a future and a hope. So many of them that we started in 98, they have developed, they have grown up. Some are engineers, lawyers, you name it. They met them when they were there. And we praise God for what is happening. We have all those existing projects. And remember that what God says, all things are possible. And the Bible talks about, Matthew talks about, seek ye the kingdom of God first. So as you journey through your own life, as we journey through the Marafiki life, as I journey through my healing process of cancer, we have to continue trusting and looking up to God. Seek ye the kingdom of God and all other things. The definition of all is what? It's all. All things will be given to you. So may God help us to live a life that will be a testimony. As we walk, as we drive, as we meet with our people, is your life a testimony of what God is doing? As you walk there, do you represent Christ? Do you represent St. Benedict's? Do you represent what God intends you to do, so that we can all be co-laborers with what God has done for us? So today, it's not yet May, so I don't want us to say that you start giving, but if you want to give, that's okay. But today is the launch. There's still another week for the mission of the month, but come May 1st, it is Marafiki month, and I want you people to give generously as you have done, so that God will continue to bless the work that we have done. As I finish, I want to thank my brother, for he has worked so hard to convert this, to, so you can see. That is what has been happening. The new bus is in operation. Is it the music? Is it able to come? Okay, so let's do this and listen to what has happened, and then I will finish up with a prayer and we will continue. So thank you again, Father Albert and the vestry, for giving me this opportunity. And St. Benedict's is home, whether somebody likes it or not. This is my home. Amen. Yes, I am not going anywhere, and I'm here to stay as long as the Lord has not called me home. And if he calls me home, hey, what will happen? I'll come through St. Benedict's. Amen. Amen.
Today, write Marafiki on the 4 line. If you want a check written to God's Little Lambs, write a check to St. Benedict's, and on the 4 line, write God's Little Lambs. I bet with the help of God, we can keep them separated.
We don't fight. We all believe God for the miracles. Amen? That's why I said it's not yet Marafiki month, and I'm honest. So God is good all the time. Amen? Amen. Let's listen to this. that is our school of music. As you remember, we named it Joyce and John Edmondson in memory of Joyce Edmondson. So let's, we can stop it there. That's a Swahili song that is playing. And oh, there you go. Wow. I think that is our music of school of music. Last year, they were able to go to the National Music Festival, and they came number 4. If they win this year, we will go to the State House to meet the president. So they are doing so well. So that is the miracle of what God has done, and it has taken all of us. And thank you again for St. Benedict's, because we started here 2005. There's a girls' dormitory called St. Benedict's Girls' Dormitory, and we thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you for what you do, exactly what I say, not only for me, for Marafiki, but for the Little Lambs and everybody else. So I wanted to finish this with a special prayer, as I pray for all of us and the church here at St. Benedict's. Let's pray. Gracious, mighty, everlasting God, you are the author and finisher of each and every work. We thank you for each person who is here. You know their journey. You know some might be going through illnesses, financial difficulties, and challenges. But we thank you, Lord, because you are a God of miracles. We want to trust you because you died and rose from the dead, that in you we have confidence and we can face tomorrow. I want to thank you for this church, for their commitment and their dedication for mission. They are not even afraid of talking about Jesus Christ. And that is why, Father, we want to thank you for this congregation with Father Albert and all the leadership, that God, you may continue to guide us and lead us through the process. So watch over us, O Lord. Be with us as we go through each journey of life. We remember each and everyone here this morning, and we ask special blessings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We love you. God bless you. Till we meet again. Amen.